Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about sacred contracts.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily, and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. First up today on News for the Soul, the show is Goddess Essence. Marcella, the host, is here to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Marcella, welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having me, Nicole. I'm excited for today's call. So thank you for inviting me back in today's show. I want to go deeper into the power of being poised. And as many have been speaking about this powerful transformational time, this deep connection to the divine essence. As you know, my radio show is called Goddess Essence. So I wanted to speak and invite you in to tapping and tuning into more what it means to be in the energy of your Goddess Essence. So take a moment to allow those words to go into you through your breath. I'm inviting you into a little bit of a resonance of deeply attuning with your breath. So take a moment to deeply breathe into your body, letting your breath come down all the way down to your sacral. Allowing then your belly, your body to receive energy through your breath, re-energizing you. And this re-energizing allows us to tap in into the knowing and wisdom of our essence. The essence is that aspect of us that is intrinsic. It's the aspect of us that knows that our nature is purely divine. And that which is Goddess Essence is in activating and bringing the awareness and attunement to our divine essence. Within that, there is an energy of the power of being poised, meaning the deep pause, the listening, the reconnecting to our divine energy, the state of being composed and listening to our inner alchemy, our inner navigational system, our intuition. So moving through the world and being poised, you're moving through the world in a way of magic, inviting that energetic mystery. So the Goddess Essence is knowing that we are sovereign, knowing that we are fundamentally in connection to our sovereignty, our majestic nature. So the goddess essence within allows us to really embrace grace. I'll say that again. The goddess essence is inviting us to embrace grace so that when we move and decide and make decisions and choices within relationship, this co-creation to the divine, our divine nature. So I'm seeing, I'm getting clairvoyant energy of the Venus. Venus in her retrograde now, in her phase of retrograde as she danced retrograde on the 13th of May. Retrograde always in 6 weeks cycles. So 6 week cycles, she is going to be retrograde until about June 25th. And in her dance around 18 months, she goes retrograde, and she is really in this space of inner knowing and wisdom of claiming our sovereignty as fundamental in the way that we move, the way that we act, the way that we communicate, the way we commune, how we are being called to really deeply listen to our sovereign nature. Listen to our depth of being. And she's also calling in this energy of communicating from our divine essence. And that being embraced by the energy of substance and sacred maturity. So I was meditating into the energy of the power of being poised and sharing with you today, she really came in a way of really allowing ourselves to be in the energy and state of grace. And the grace being held in our energy, in our energy field as our body, first and foremost as a vessel of the divine. So when I speak into the vessel of divine, it's this divine nature that is you, and then the greater divine energy. So the power of being poised allows us to really move through the world in connection to our heightened sensitivity of magic, our awareness that we are in divine orchestration, so that there is this powerful time of being called, as I spoke in last month, what is essential, as many of speaking is like, what is essential? And then within essential means, what is of the essence? What is the essence? And we tapping into our sacred source, our divine source, so that then gets imbued through our body, through our wisdom, through our intentions, our thoughts, our mind, in alignment to the mind-body as we're being called to awaken to a larger container, a larger awareness. And many have been in that process. Many have been in that process of deepening our spiritual awakening of our purpose. And we're going into a bigger state of collective awakening of knowing that there is more to us than the physical mundane. So the power of being poised then characterizes us in understanding that when we pause, the deep pause, and attune and listen to the guidance, our higher self, our divine self, that guides us to respond becomes more potent. So there's a potency in being in the power of being poised. That the potency becomes very powerful, that emanates and imbues our everyday actions. So then we come into more of a state of grace. So I'll pause. How I want to speak into this part is specifically about connecting deeper into our body, being fully dropped in, as we know that as we're moving through the world, as you know, we're maybe even during our day day to day, we may pop out of our body or come more into our mind, and then we are making decisions. We're going more through the motions of our mind as opposed to the motions of our full being. So the mind is then tapped in more to our soul, our spirit, our grace. And in this call, knowing that there's also a state of emergency in many places, allowing ourselves to deeply come into a state of being poised, so then the spiritual emergency can really evolve and emerge in spiritual emergence, a spiritual connection to the transformation that is happening of our larger divinity and through the majestic nature of our magic, so that we're communing deeper within ourselves. And this space of Venus, what I'm seeing right now, is understanding the truth of love and really sharing that, communing that with others. So communicating is how you show up. So the power of being poised is really tapping into how we show up for ourselves, how we show up energetically with the state of grace and deepening into love, so that gets translated, that gets emitted, that becomes the transmission, the energy of love in our cellular memory, cellular energy, a cellular awakening is what I want to say, of the essence, the vibration of love. So that shows up then a deeper in how we actually self-care, self-love in everything we do. So the power of being poised becomes then a ritual, a state of ritual on every day in the essence of love, depth, honor, reverence, and respect. So that means having the deep pause of when we speak, when we communicate, when we make decisions, that we are in alignment and attunement to a divine source, a divine connection. And what do we truly desire? And the true desire coming from spirit, from our divine spirit, our divine soul. So there is a beauty of magical beauty. It's tapping into the aspect of us that is ethereal, and ethereal in a grounded way, in a self-possessed way. And that sense of self-possessed means the depth of confidence and calm that is being composed. So being in composure, and as we activate and harness the energy of being poised, the stronger the container happens for when things come up in a more state of heightened emergency, let's say, so that we can deepen and watch and experience and witness that which wants to unfold, that which wants to emerge through those times of crux, the crux of pivoting. So the magic, the way that it was coming through for me, is really speaking into the magic of these words, so that you can experience what does that, those words, first, the power of being poised, means to you. That which is in your cellular memory, your divine memory of what it means to be poised, inviting your wholeness to be in a state of grace, of being poised. So that means releasing, and I'm seeing a large shedding, releasing old ways that we possibly can be in default mode that is too energetically small, meaning that there is a surface way of interacting that has no energy, that has no true essence, that has no true love or sacred source. And part of this awakening in being connected back into divine sacred source is filling up, so that we're energetically filling up our energy I'm hearing the void, so the void can happen in a way that the mystery and the sacred source and divine source can really come into you. Your divine energy can be really present in the way that we move. So that means clearing out where we speak or connect or communicate things that are too, like it feels vapid, right? The sense of vapid and one-upmanship or taking energy from other people, or even like it's like there's like a demeaning energy around how we can speak or thought or have thoughts that does not bring that awareness into our divine being. So this state of deepening awakening through our cellular memory, and however long you've been in that journey, in that voyage of your own awakening, that there's more, because as a collective, there is definitely a large wave of that, and that will continue on, and however long that looks like, that there is the call of this mystical, mysterious, divine magic that we have within us, that to come front and center in our heightened sensitivity of listening to the orchestration, leaning in, moving our life, you know, moving ourselves like a ritual and meditation. So there is definitely bringing in the energy of practicing. So practicing meaning making it a sacred practice to tapping into our body and calling it forth, calling that our aspect of us, so that we're also making space for the pause, the silence, the deep listening. When we deeply listen, we're in a state of grace. We're in silence. And silence, meditative silence, is what I speak into, so that then that what comes through you, what you share verbally, communicatively, communicate in our presence, in our life, how we show up, has the energy of grace. So there's an evolutionary, emotional, spiritual maturation that is being called forth in the essence of speaking from a wisdom that is a part of us, that unites us, is what I'm hearing. And it unites us, again, from a larger perspective. So this embrace, the word that I work with that is coming forth also for me to share, is embrace. Embracing our divinity, embracing our spiritual magic, embracing the state of grace of the mystery, so that we can truly embody that. So the energy of embodiment is it's animation, animating that, animating anima within ourselves, so that when we're moving, again, it's an embodied and graceful, ethereal nature that actually informs us to how we show up, informs our purpose and our power. So the deep pause allows us to deeply listen to what really wants to be shared, what's really going to connect and communicate us. And there is a sense of majestic power of leadership within that. So leadership, how we lead our own lives, is then that which gets cultured out, is how I want to say. There's a manner that we allow ourselves to be in poise. And when we're in that state of grace and we continue to harness and strengthen that energy, there is a sense of enchantment that happens, that people then respond to you, and you, in this power of being poised, we actually allow for the entrainment of calling that forth in others. So this energy of entrainment, energetic training through our own connection to this space of being poised, grace in motion is what I'm seeing, what I'm seeing clairvoyantly. Grace in motion gets really activated in others. So first yourself, of course, and then how does that activate in the world? And then how you move through the life, through your world, that you can see the state of magic. And I know in working with women, work privately with women in ways that we can come into the state of magic. You know, sacred feminine magic is a big piece of my work, and tapping into the feminine magic so that we're now coming into our senses and calling forth our magic. So then that is what actually, it becomes part of our web, right? The structures, that which helps the container for us to really then respond and be in motion, and knowing how we're in response and with that energy. And then those that respond us know that there's more to us in the divine connection. So there's a sense of deep intuition through the power of being poised that allows us to really listen and bring forth our spiritual gifts. I'm receiving guidance. So the sense of spiritual gifts, that even if we are being in relationship with it, what the message has been coming through to me to share is there becomes then more of a streamlined, more of a congruency around your gifts that really channel the energy of love. Power then of deep listening, deeply connecting to our body, our presence, our vessel becomes imbued with the depths of love. That means in our cellular makeup, into our DNA, we activate those aspects that are receptive of that and helps support that which sheds, that is not in alignment with that. That which within us like shifts and changes to release it as we elevate. And this elevation is a grounded deepening. It's like a heightened energy. It's like our container becomes larger in a heightened state of awareness to how we move through life, that is then accessing magic and gifts that may have been somehow, you know, constricted or evolved. Now it's like in another state of maturity, a state of reverence that is coming through in knowing that we're co-creators. So the invitation also is of that accessing that which is prepossessed, and prepossessing. It's really in the sense of prepossessing is when we're connected to that which is intrinsic. There's an intrinsic beauty and grace, and beauty is the divine energy of grace. So beauty, not surface, but it's radiant, it's inner, it's that inner energy then that radiates out, that becomes beauty, beautiful in its radiance, it's an energetic. So there is like a luminous energy that happens when we tap into our full system, our DNA, our energy, our sacral, our root, our full being, a state of grace. We tapping into our energy field, our auric field, and especially which I've seen also is tapping into that lower auric field, that which goes into the ground, that is connected to Mother Earth. That when I speak into the ethereal, there's that energy that is a grounded on the ground, but then there's that floating energy that is divine. So coming, bringing that aligned so that it's almost like you're floating and grounded at the same time, connecting to Mother Earth and her nurturance, and then that state of grace that you are then imbuing love and sending love to Mother Earth. And then how that looks like for the rest of your system, your wholeness, that is connected to spirit, connected to the divine, connected to the elements, connected to the sky, the heavens, the stars, the moon, in a way of sacred container. working then with sacred boundaries and discernment. Is beyond saying speaking into boundaries, we're speaking into sacred boundaries. And sacred boundaries is deepening into really being dropped in into our sacred source and knowing and wisdom, our essence, our goddess essence, knowing that we are divine, that we move through that our world through tapped into our essence. And then the sacred boundaries becomes discerning, but it also radiates energetic entrainment to activate the others to be in their sacred boundaries. So not necessarily boundaries so that we're closing off to somebody, or boundaries and it's just when we can speak into, like, you need boundaries, it can also be like pushing other people away. It's more of a sacred boundary that's strong in your self-possession and knowing that claiming of your sovereignty and dominion in a way that then shifts the energy field to invite others to be in their sovereignty, in their sacred sovereignty. So sacred sovereignty and divine sovereignty, again, has the intrinsic nature of tapped into sacred source, deep respect, and reverence. So it's like an elevated energy of tapping into sacred source, so that when you're moving and walking through in your life, you're tapped in. And, you know, even in my own dance, learning to be moving from just moving through the motions, allowing my body just to move me, and like my head just being online. There's a big dance for me that I learned in, you know, continue to deepen this energy of really allowing our full being to be online, to be activated, to be in attunement. So when you're walking in presence, it has that mystical nature of the magic, yet grounded and being tapped in your physical. So that mind, body, physical. So the power of being poised now at this time, again, what's happening collectively, as well as what's happening through the astrology, that's also part of the forces that help support our evolution, with Gemini activations, the North Node, which is our divine destiny, and South Node, that which roots us, the healing that's in our root energy, it's in the tail energy of Sagittarius, so that we go forth in Gemini, which is the upper body part of ourselves. And if, without going into too much depth into what the lunar nodes are about, the lunar nodes has a polarity, but within the polarity, it's a wholeness. It's a one being. They're also called the dragon nodes of the moon. So the tail and the root aspect of the dragon is the south node. It's the karmic node that we are clearing and integrating and healing and really tapping into its essence to help fuel. That's what we're going forward in, part of the destiny. And the dharmic north node of Gemini is where we're going headed, is the direction gets fueled in integrated energy of Sagittarius to go forward. So the lunar nodes are destined collective energy in our movement of our path collectively, and it changes like every 2.5 years. And we came into this Gemini Sagittarius connection the beginning of May. Now Venus in her retrograde is in Gemini. The Sun is in Gemini. We just came in from a new moon in Gemini. Mercury was in Gemini, moving into Cancer, which was our previous lunar node cycle, Cancer, Capricorn. And this Gemini energy, with this energy of Sagittarius, is really listening to your spiritual path and purpose to bring it out and communicate that, deeply communicating the richness of words in connection to its source. So when we activate our words, activate our body, our presence with sacred source, the divine source that you naturally are intrinsic in you, and it's our our responsibility in bringing it to our consciousness. So that's a big part of our journey, is really bringing our perspective and our awareness, our attention, our energy to receive that which is already present, and imbuing that in ourselves and bringing that out. So like, for example, the energy of love, energy of reverence, the eternal power, even in nature, we can go into nature, and depending on your perspective, perception, and allowing it in is how you're going to experience it. So it's always present. It's about awakening in a way that allows that relationship so that you may see, experience on a heightened sensitivity to see the magic, see, experience the energy of eternal. So the more that we work with our body, our presence, our physicality in relationship to our ethereal, our etheric, our magic, in the power of being poised, the more we can see, experience the magic. We become more powerful in our divine orchestration, our magical orchestration, and that's where the depth of alchemy is its most potent. So when we are speaking into magic, I don't speak into magical thinking as in it's like magical thinking is something that is beyond us that we're wanting and it's more dreamlike, but in the way that we're not claiming it as we are the alchemists. We are the ones that actually brings it into play, right? We are the ones that we, in our actions, that is the alchemy. Is inspired intuitive action, the energy that we channel and source from that creates the magic that is connected to our divine source, divine energy, coming back to our divine essence. So a big part of this awakening is really tapping into your divine essence, where we're moving through our life in a more three-dimensional connection on every day, which may have seemed important, becomes diffusive, right? It's not really as important as coming into more of a state of awareness of the bigger energy of the divine energy. So then that imbues the everyday, even how we feed ourselves, how we connect, how we invite in reverence the food, the acts of love through even, you know, how we bathe ourselves, how we connect, how we communicate, how we dress ourselves becomes more essential in our nature of deepening love. Then we show up in that way for others. So again, this heightened awareness that I've spoken into in different ways in our last radio shows, about what this state of grace and what is being called of us, called in us to be attuned. And I'm hearing the word spiritual mastery. And spiritual mastery is connection to the depths of our being, our embodiment. So that then that is what's integrated, is embodied leadership, embodied divinity. So we can speak into embodiment, can also, like when people say embodiment, can be like exercise or doing yoga. But when, if we're not tapped into the full energy of our being, and again, that is in layers, it comes in layers, it's truly not embodiment. Embodiment is the unity, the unification of our divine essence, divine energy with the divineness of our body. So our body, that being divine. Let's pause for a moment and I've been giving you time to just take a few deep breaths. Letting yourself really receive. And noticing when you receive breath. Noticing when you receive breath all the way in, how does your body respond? How does your body respond to you deeming the awareness and the reclamation of your body as divine? Your body is living, is the vessel of living in grace, the power of magic, the power of being self-possessed, the power of being poised. So what I want to say in working with this energy, we get to then, again, we get to play with it. We get to, like, feel it. We get to experience what it is to fully be embodied and have the presence of the knowing and witnessing how people show up and respond to us and reflect to us that magic, our energy of being in connection, calling in this co-creation, this relationship within you, how people speak to you and respond to you, and then how you respond to them, how you speak to them in magic. There's like that time of witnessing ourselves and in how we respond. What are old habits or habit responding? What are old habits of thoughts that keep us more diminished, like more small or more immature on some level? Immaturity can be more like, and what I mean by immaturity also could be like catty. I'm hearing the word catty. I wasn't what I was going to say, but yeah, it's part of like being catty or surface or it's like complaining, this energetic of complaining out in the world, going through the moments like, I don't want to do this. Or I want to stay in a state of irresponsibility on some level, right? So this irresponsibility, when we're talking about spiritual responsibility, we're talking about being in the depths of your wisdom and knowing and your spiritual path. There is a spiritual responsibility, how you show up in the co-creation as you are the majestic magic maker. The majestic magic makers, in these, I'm sure you received in many forms that we are co-creators. What does that look like as a co-creator, you as a divine orchestrator, you as that which is truly empowered in your life, in showing up in your life as empowered when it has the larger container, when we're connecting to your particular larger divine container. How will you then show up if you have that awareness and reclamation of your sovereignty and full dominion? Although we still have to make decisions that actually support and are part of the evolution of mastery. It's like when we have to lean into the constrictions or the conflict or the dissonance, it's in our actions which creates the alchemy that brings about then the what emerges in you leaning in through your divine connection. So you leaning in, it's our actions that create alchemy, that create the change, the shifting. So we may know it on some level. You know, we know these things in whatever it looks like in your life, know these things in wisdom. But when we actually bring it into our body and system and act and be that, that's where the power points are. That's where the power of being poised is truly purposeful. So the actions are not empty. So your actions are not empty. It's not just going through the motions. And many of us have like spiritual practices and things that allow us to really tap in. I'm getting this clue in is letting yourself really feel and be aware through those practices so that they don't become rote or just going through the motions. Like, really feel the words that you're invoking. Really experience that connection. And in that, we get to also release those actions and rituals and connections that don't have energy anymore or need to be put aside so that something else new, something more potent, more current, right? The currency, current, can actually come through in the state of grace that we are in a transformational time. Or that those practices and rituals can become more heightened. I'm hearing the words inviting others to join you in this state of grace and beauty, as we know that our system, our body, our essence, want to go into an elevated state of homeostasis, is what I'm hearing. There's a homeostasis that happens that is a recalibration, a recalibrated way of being. And what is then the magic now in connection to a new calibrated state? Then becomes natural in your state of grace. It becomes more natural in imbuing then your state of divine orchestration and magic and the power of being poised. I'm hearing the words, you are a vessel, you are that. So you are that, you are grace. And allowing and calling in and inviting and deeming and appreciating and acknowledging that within you, your body, your system, your whole DNA, your beyond DNA that is beyond the physical, that is physical, again, the etheric field, is invited in and invited to be seen and witnessed and allowed for its magic and its energy to move through you. You are that, that you're whole system becomes then activated in its heightened beingness. So the invitation deeply is connected to your divine essence, the invitation of living and moving through this world in a self-possessed, poised manner. And poise becomes then even more activated of being composed, listening, deepening, watching, experiencing, witnessed, and responding in ways that are connected to your essence, your divinity, in grace. So that you're engaging in life from that. A few words want to come in. So you're engaging in life with that awareness, that knowingness, that wisdom, that enlivenedness of that which is evolving and emerging. Then the magic becomes the lattice work, right? And magic means this state of, you know, imagination, magic is divinity in motion. It's alchemy in motion. It's awareness of our ability to harness and connection to the orchestrations of magic of co-creation. So when I speak into, also I speak into the feminine magic, the divine feminine magic, this energetic force, right, that we have that is tapped into our divine essence. So the parts that shed that do not align to that, that as actually diminishes or demeans the energy of the feminine essence, the energy of the divine feminine, can move on, can transform, can clear, can compost, can really recycle in you rising in the energy of your divine power. The power of being poised allows us to deeply be in our presence, activated, heightened awareness, watching, witnessing, fully tapped in, fully embraced, and then respond from that space. Speak from that space. Your body will speak, always communicate your state. In the power of being poised, you will speak beyond words, ineffably, the power of the divine essence that you are tapped into, that you are in on an intrinsic level. And again, this is a dance and this is a play. So you play with it, dance with it, see how it shows up, see what your divine essence energy that you, I'm hearing. So divine essence, play with what is your divine essence? What is your magic? What is your, what are your gifts, and how do they want to come online on a larger, more powerful way in the power of the divine, your divine within that? What is that? What is awakening and emerging for you as your divine purpose, your divine power? As Venus is going retrograde, Venus, she is really being asked to really looked at as our like a major majestic sovereign power of the divine feminine, right? And she has been looked at, you know, in a more like vapid way. I mean, that word is, keeps coming in, but like diminished in truly what she is in her substance. And that energetic substance is what I'm feeling, the call of being, the power of being poised, is you're tapping into your substance, your depth of knowing, your wisdom, your substance. And that within that is deep self-love, respect, like an essence of reverence that you have within yourself, for yourself, and allowing then that to continue to embrace the relationship you have to all of life. So that means showing up in deep respect and reverence to, I want to say, Mother Earth, the actions, you know, Father Sky, if you want to speak into that space, the wholeness of the container of our beingness, of aliveness, so that we can come into play a true power agent of change, transformation, of the awakening, many different forms of awakening, as I shared, many that come to these types of calls and these leaderships already have been in their activation, some in many different levels. There, I feel the depth of owning that, the power of where you are, and then there's a, I want to keep saying that what I'm getting is there's another level that is being called of you, to really be in the power of being poised. So when you're moving in there into life, there is again a stillness and a deep pause of listening that you're engaging in fully tapped in ways, and noticing when we go back into old habits that have no energy, that do not align to your divine nature, your divine power and your purpose. How we speak with respect, reverence, I'm hearing it will speak volumes. I'm also seeing the words sacred prayer. So we're living in, again, meditation in motion and living the sacred prayer, the divine prayer. Oh, it just feels very self-possessed, feels very tapped in, tuned in, so that it's, You know, it can be fun, joy, laughter, love, but there is that, you know, the fountain of love that just, that embraces you and comes through you in so many forms, the fountain of divine source, just washing away, washing from you and flowing from you. Does that the wellspring of love, and within that allows them to hold the container, your sacred boundaries, your discernment, allowing them the space for you to feel that which you need to feel, the emotions that are showing up for you, that which, you know, is bubbling up from your cellular memory or energy. I'm saying the word cellular complex, that is holding frequency and vibrations that need to be, you know, purified, purged, cleared, that holds the energetics that is not aligned to that or does not really deem yourself as divine, worthy, which is an intrinsic in this power of being self-possessed, the power of being poised, the power of divine, your divine power. So with that, I'll leave you with just another breath of allowing yourself to play with that, be with that, be with it in the way that it came to you, because as you know, it will show up in the manner that it needs to show up for you, this path of purpose, of being poised. I'm offering, as I've shared before, a powerful program that has, you know, birthed through me, has emerged through my years of working with the divine feminine and the how that looks like in the beloved energy of divine masculine, the sacred space of the priestess, which is a steward, a facilitator of specifically the energy of divine feminine, the priestess power path program, which starts in September. It's a year-long program, specifically it's 9 months of connecting to the power of the sacred feminine magic, mystery, and medicine. Three aspects of this, three phases and cycles of three, magic, mystery, and medicine. And the first level is all about awaken your priestess power. That aspect of you is here to steward and embrace, acknowledge and claim the divine feminine within you, the divine feminine energy through the sacred arts, through your gifts, through your power of being self-possessed, being poised. Level one starts this September. You can read more about it in the Priestess Power Path program.com, priestesspowerpath.com as well. It's through my work in the sacred feminine medicine. As my mystery school continues to emerge, level two would be the power of the pulse of the priestess. So I invite you to read more about it. If you have any questions, you can always reach me at support@sacredfemininemedicine.com. As the energy of the goddess essence continues to be reactivated, reclaimed, reconnected, and imbued in our energy field, the energy of the goddess, the power, the wisdom, the knowing as a true balance and harmony of our divine nature. The connection to the power of being poised. May you walk your life through the power of being poised and really allow yourself to be in divine orchestration and an energy of heightened magic as a steward of your purpose. With that, many blessings. And until next month, sending you lots of love and grace with such deep gratitude. Thank you for being here. And thank you for the invitation, as always. Nicole.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.